Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzio Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane, and we are back in Dragon Quest XI with more pep in our step. We are literally going right off the end of the last episode where we were just gathering stuff and doing things as we're taking out a robber rabbit and apparently losing Veronica because Veronica is now dead. Oh no, bad touch. Eric scorched. No, you know what? Screw this. We're going to fight. We're going to do a sizz on the lump wizard, sleeper hit on the second lump wizard, and kill Kai, because if I think if Kai dies, everyone dies. Yep, Kai is... I don't remember how this works. I don't know if Kai could actually die. Kai being the main character. I don't actually know if Kai could die in this version of the game. That would be very bad. Attributes. Let's go to Misk. Handy heal all. Party wounds are healed. All right, there should be an Yggdrasil leaf in one of these places. An Yggdrasil leaf. There it is. Use on Veronica. There, she's alive again and full health. Okay, there we go. All right, so moving on to Gallopolis, as it were. Now, I do know one thing, that Gallopolis actually has the horse races, which still are in 3D, even in the 2D mode. So that's the one thing I think remains in 3D. In the 2D mode. Anyways, we found a white ghost that says, tick tock, tick tock. Oh dear, I shall be late, that I fear. If someone doesn't step in to save the day, Tickington's time is well and truly up. Tick tock, the clock won't stop. It really is 5 minutes to midnight. If only there were someone who could come to our aid. And she looks at me. Hold on a tick, you've clocked me, am I right? Can it be true? Can you really see me? Yes, I can. Well, it's about time. I was beginning to think I was totally invisible. This can only mean one thing. You're a hero, aren't you? Oh, tickety-boo, you're finally here, not a moment too soon. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Hero. My name's Ickle. I am a Tockle over from Tockington Way, and we need your help. We're having a terrible time of the moment. Can I ask you to come and be the hero of the hour? Ooh, thank you, mister. I knew it wouldn't take you more than a moment's thought to agree. Kai, are you talking to yourself now? Sun gone to your head or something? The clock is ticking. Come on, it's time to show you and friends the way to Tockington. Follow me, and the screen goes worry. And now we're in Tockington. Nice. New town, new Tockington. Tockington is a town that was specifically added. Tickington was a town specifically added to Dragon Quest XI, the Switch version, and has been faithfully recreated in the PS4 version and PC versions that I'm playing. Hold on, Veronica says. What just happened? Things went all wavy and suddenly we're in this weird village. Oh, look, he's adorable, but who is he? Tick tock, says Ickle. It looks like you've clocked me too. You must be the Mr. Hero's friends. Welcome to Talking Tickington, a town that's a little bit out of the ordinary. Illuminated special people can see us taco types. Second, even ordinary folks stepping around, they can see us too. I think we might need a little background here. Like, who are you? Where are we? Why the heck are we here? You know, just small stuff. I might start from the beginning. The beginning, of course. Tickety-boo, allow me to explain. We are the Tockles. These are the Tockles. We live in the village of Tickington. A very peculiar place where time flows a little differently from the way it does in Erdra. It's our sworn duty to make sure time flows as it should, that past, present, and future are all in the right order, that all is unfolding as intended. In other words, we make sure everything's ticketing. Hold on a ticket, need to tell the mayor you're here. Won't we let him explain the rest? Head up the stairs and you'll find him in a special place we call the Echo Chamber. Come on, shake a leg. Time is ticking. All right, so we are the Luminary, as said, and I found a place, an inn. Okay, so how much is the inn here? Okay, can we just... Yeah, we can just use the inn for free. Okay, cool. I thought there was going to be a cost. There's not. What is this? Is it a house? It's got something over the top of it. What is this? The church? Oh, it's the church. That's awesome. I'm just going to save this in slot 2. That is so cool. I really like the way the Tickington town works. I know it's supposed to be, if you're playing in 3D, it's very much a 2D Dragon Quest-esque town. The church is really pretty, and you got these little white ghosts everywhere. And I'm looking for a weapon shop. Is there a weapon shop around here? There might be. Not in this house. There is not. All right, we're looking around the houses for a weapon shop. I found the tavern, which is cool. There's some oats, some things to break. We'll do that. Any information here? No information that I can tell. We're looking for a weapon shop, though. That's what we're looking for. There's a pink talk right there. There's no weapon shop in this town. What's in this building here? We can just walk up here. Oh shit. We walked into a building with a old tackle sitting there, and he's a little white ghost with a beard. It's kind of cute. What marvelous timing. Welcome to Tickington. My name is Stickle, and I'm the mayor of this fine place beyond space and time. Now, the clock is ticking, so I will be brief. My people have a sacred mission, and that's why they sought you out. Take a look at the tomes on the altars around us. Sacred volumes are inscribed the tales of hallowed heroes from other worlds and other ages. Since time immemorial, the duties of my people have been to guard these books and to ensure that the great deeds of the past live on in the present. That's why we created the place where we stand now, the Echo Chamber, a sacred space where the adventure logs of all hallowed heroes of old can be kept safe from the ravages of time. Or so we had thought. But this unholy haven has been sullied by an unknown miscreant who took it upon themselves to tear whole pages from our beloved books and literally dab others with ink. I'm afraid I have no idea who committed this heinous crime. But what do I know? What I do know is that, as things stand, the hero captains of the past risk to be lost forever. History hangs in the balance. Where you come in, hero of your own age, I must ask you to right this wrong. I must ask you to plunge each of these volumes and set time on the right path. Before you dive in, you must first learn the sacred incantation in the Lazabu Termite Clock, the passwords. Sadly, these were long scattered across Erdra. That being so, I've entrusted my most dependable tackles with the moment's success seeking them out. Should you find one of my friends here in the course of your travel, stop a moment and speak with them. With luck, they'll learn the words that enable you to journey through the past of your ages. Past of the ages. Once you've learned one, you'll be able to return here and visit the very legends of the greatest heroes known to space and time. Now, if I'm not becoming confused in my young age, young Giggles managed to find a password just the other day. Come on, share what you've learned with the class. The passcode that they learned is... That doesn't say. It just says, tells the password he's found. I can now visit Galenholm at the Altar of Origins. All right, let's go do it. Which one's the Altar of Origins? The one down here. So we're going to grab it. Galenholm. Yep, let's go visit Galenholm. I don't know which game Galenholm's from one. Is Galenholm from one? I don't know. We'll find out. It looks like it's from one. This is very much one. Yeah. Fromage Mage suddenly attacks with bang for 20 points of damage across the flipping board. Let's attack the Fromage Mage. 6 damage. 18 damage. 23 points of damage. I absolutely love this music. It's very classic, old school, and I'm talking old school Dragon Quest, which really just tickles my fancy. I love me some old school Dragon Quests. Prithee, hear my tale, Wanda. I met an old mage who's standing outside a tower or a gate. He says, thou hast wended thy way to the one-time dwelling place of the legendary bard Galen, who Armtown has taken his name. Alas, thou hast arrived at an unhappy juncture. A foul monster hath the effrontery to violate the tomb of our most famous son, and hath purloined its most precious possession, the Lyre of Ire. Though that this storied instrument is no mere dusty relic, nay, it is a powerful artifact indeed, and can cause monsters to flock towards whoever giveth its fabled string a merest brush. The thief knew this only too well, and in strumming upon this peaceful place was overrun with hideous beasts, and the townfolk had fled in fear of their lives. Surely this is the end of Galenholm. That is, unless a hero can be convinced to seek out and vanquish the fiend that it dared deprive of some most hallowed of treasures. Could thou be that hero? We get a gold bracer for doing this quest. I want to do the quest. I keep forgetting that I'm playing with X as the default button. Yeah, we got monsters. Cool. We're going to go fight monsters. And we accept the Harp Harkened Horrors quest. Cool. Let's go in. All right. So there's 3 chests here. Let's open them. A medicinal herb. I know that treasure chest is empty. A lamp light. And 20 gold coins. What's in here? Nothing. Except a battle against a Fromage Mage. Let's attack it. Attack, I say! No casting bang. It's dead. Okay, that's fine. 41 experience points. Not bad. We need to do a heal all. There we go. Okay. So, is there a place we need to go in here? Or where do we go? The fiend that did purloin is in town. Somewhere. Where? It's in town? Okay, a group of Drakis has appeared. Since Eric's about to lose his ability to do what I need to do, I'm just gonna cast Sizz on everything. What is her abilities? Hymn of Fire. And we're just gonna attack with Serena. Alright. Whoa, this is moving really fast. What the heck? Like, it's just... Okay. I think I just killed everything, though. I did. Everything died. Doesn't earn any experience because the party was too weak, but we did get a medicinal herb. And awarded and joining forces with your friends to form 10 pet powers. Okay. So, we're just looking around, I guess. We're going to frizz the fromage mage, do a sleeper hit on them, and have Serena and the lady attack the fire. Attack the slimes, I mean. I know what I'm trying to say. 11 points of damage. Frizz really isn't that strong, is it? Party member, 45 experience points, and the slime dropped a slime drop. What else did I expect? Alright, Kai, attack the fromage. Okay, so what I'm doing is Veronica's attacking the Drakis, which should kill them off, or at least most of them. Yeah, there we go. Cool. That worked. That worked a lot. Okay, 53 experience points. Okay, it said the monster's still in town, so I'm not unsure what I'm supposed to do. I'm sorry, did you just snack? Did it just say he snacked? He snacked! I'm sorry. You can't snack. A Draki and a she slime, which is a thing. Sea slime's dead. Veronica attacked the Drakis, and the Drakis are now dead. I don't think we're going to get experience from that, though. No, but 30 gold coins is nice. No. I don't know if there's a specific spot I'm supposed to look for this thing, because it just said it's in town somewhere. I imagine I would... Nope. Another mage. So many mages, and I mean, they give me a little bit of experience, but I'm not sure if that's what I'm supposed to be doing. They still haven't leveled me, though. 41 experience. Is it over here? No. Wonder if I can leave. Yeah, we'll find out if we can leave. I don't know if I can. We'll find out here in just a second. I think Veronica's going to kill the last two off. Yeah, she does. Very nice. No experience. Let's go find out. I'm going to go back to Tickington and see if I can enter another area of this place. Have you returned? What tells you to kill me this time? Okay, so we need to do stuff there. And basically it says you need to go to Ticket, you need to go to the past and do things. So we can go to Galen Holm. I'm going to go back to Galen Holm. I want to know if there's something in Galen Holm I'm supposed to actually do. Like... I imagine the quest is accurate, right? And says you need to go do something. But I didn't see anything I was supposed to do here. Like, I didn't see an enemy that I was supposed to hit or, like, something on the map I'm supposed to touch. That's what I mean. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe someone who has played this on the Switch could tell me what I'm supposed to do. If I found some sea slimes, they're going to die pretty easily. 2 points of damage. Nice. Good job, sea slimes. You're doing awesome. funny thing is I was talking to a friend of mine who said that they basically played the entire game in auto battle mode for 98% of it and only went into standard, like, attacks whenever they, I found where they're at. Yeah, I found them. I found the enemy. They're behind the building there. So we're going to go attack them and try to kill them. Wonder if I can go pet before that happens. No, probably not. So let's go attack the demon. This liar is hard to beat. Keep drumming up fast. Hear me play. You want me to give the liar back? Fat chance. I want this liar. This liar's mine. Gonna give me enough to beat you black and blue. Drum roll, please. It's a Rongo Bongo. Okay. Yeah, okay. So let's go with Sword Stance, Sleeper Hit. What's her abilities? Wizard War? We'll go Wizard War. And we'll go Dazzle on Rongo Bongo. Sleeper Hit. 25 points. I build a barrier, stance, and dazzled it, so it should do some hallucinate. It's fast asleep now. Kai has now become pepped. And now we can do Ring of Wreck and Ruin. Oh, that's cool. All right, let's find out what the pep powers here are. Okay, that's cool. Let's fight, attack. Everyone attack Rongo Bongo! It'll wake him up, definitely, but we're a little better. And Serena now did her thing. So, let's see here. That's cool. Veronica's chance now can... Let's check. Aboria's Blessing, Echo Aura, and Kai can do Care Prayer and Echo Aura, which gives Veronica a good chance of repeating her spells for free. I kind of want to do Aboria's Blessing, Flame Slash, Rabble Rouser, and let's go with Sap on Rongo Bongo. Aurora's Blessing has now healed us. So now, I think this is a boss. I want to say this is a boss, so I'm actually trying to do this in a way that's going to keep me okay. Yeah, we are definitely healing, which is definitely a good, I think. We're going to go Flame Slash on Rongo again. Sleeper Hit on Rongo. We're going to do Crack on the Droll Drone. And I'm going to attack the She Slime. So now Rongo Bongo is going to take damage every turn. The Rongo Bongo is now dead. Wow, that actually went a lot smoother than I thought it would. And we finished the fight. The fight's finished. Now that went so much smoother than I thought it would. Okay, but I think we're done with Tickington now? No, not Tickington. With this boss. We just killed the boss. The wizard's... yes, we've covered the liar. And we should be getting a gold bracer. Cool. We've completed the Harp Harkened Horrors quest. Good work. Okay. What else is here? There was a... 'Tis thanks to you. The generations has been laid to rest. Now it means undisturbed. And now we have an actual town. Who can I buy things in this town? Maybe. There is stuff to talk. There's people to talk to. But it doesn't look like they're giving us anything. But there was one area I wanted to check out really fast. Let's go check out the area in here. Okay, I opened the chests near this guy there, and he's like, did the fiend steal our most precious treasures? And I'm like, yes, the fiend did steal your most precious treasures. I definitely didn't steal your most precious treasures out of that box. Okay, so I'm going to say outright, I don't remember Galen Holm. I haven't played a lot of Dragon Quest, so a lot of this is still new to me. But maybe you could tell me in the comments below somewhere I don't know where comments are at on these podcast things, where that's at, but it is pretty cool. So we just finished let's see here. We just finished that one up, and now we can leave. I think we can leave Talkington now. And that one's closed. Yeah, that book is now closed up and is done. Okay, that was awesome. And a little bit of experience, too. Nothing crazy. There's a pink talk up here, too. What the heck? And he says nothing. They say nothing. Okay, so we can leave Talkington now. Or Tickington. And, like, this whole episode was Tickington. That is so cool. And that is something that definitely 100% did not happen in the original. So what's your deal? Okay, so Tickington is there. And we are now at the gates to... Can I grab that book? No. Let me grab the book. I want to touch the book. It's not letting me touch the book. Can I touch anything else here? No, it's just... Okay. Cars have been halt. No one can pass. No one can go without a pass. We showed the pass. Everything's in order. So I understand the pass is probably to prevent players from going past this point early. I think that makes sense. I said in my head. And now we fight some cactaballs. This game went from a million miles an hour the whole freaking time. The cactaballs hurt. Oh my goodness. Yeah, they do some serious damage, actually. So we're gonna have Veronica do a spell of Sizz and hit the group. Sizz do 22 points of damage, 18 points of damage on the second one. And we killed the cactaballs. What a weird name. 122 experience points. Yeah, the cactaballs are 100% worth the fight. So we're gonna grind a little bit. That's actually, yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't we? Kai, do Sizz? Eric, do Rabble Rouser, Sizz, and who needs HP? Eric does, so let's heal Eric this turn. Eric took some... Quit hitting Eric! Jeez Louise! Rabble Rouser on the Chimera. I just healed Eric. And we did Sizz. And we did Sizz again. 12 points, 11 points, 13 points. Nice. Serena is going to heal herself now. We're going to do Sizz again. Do Rabble... Oh, we already did Rabble Rouser. So let's just attack with him. You know what? Can we equip... I'm going to equip the Crucerang for now. And Sizz again. And equipment. Okay. I wish I could see what the equipment's power was. Chimera took no damage during that Rabble Rouser, which is fine. Did a Fiery Breath and everybody took some damage. Another Sizz attack. And I think everyone's defeated. Yeah, okay. I'm going to unequip the Crucerang. 195 points. Everyone gained some... Eric gained some skill points and a treasure chest with a Chimera Wing. No, we won't use our skill points right away. Let's go check out the town. Okay, I like the music. I see some chests. I want the chests. I want to touch them. Want to touch them with my face? Let me touch your chests with my face! Okay, so there's a story here, yes? Okay. Serena's looking around. Serena says, oh, these people, how marvelous. Must be some kind of festival going on. Okay. I wonder. Okay. Veronica's now looking around and says, yes, of course. Galapagos is the kingdom of the desert knights, isn't it? The racetrack where they love to compete. I think we ride this time for the horse racing festival. Well, you go play with ponies for like. I'm going to look for the redressal bench. That's why we're here, in case you've forgotten. Let Mr. Nudie, Mr. Moody, no fun, go off where he wants. There's nothing stopping us having a look-see while we're here. All right. We have a bunch of towns to go to. This is a locked door. Okay. Weapons shop. Let's check her out. We can do the poison. Okay, the poison moth knife is actually really good. Posy pole, which is a wand. Fairy staff, which is actually better than what I've got. Battle whip. for 900. Rapier for 61. It's a slender sword, and it's kind of not better than the poison moth knife I've got. Got the Crucerang. I don't really care for that. Fairy staff is cool. Iron Lance is definitely cool. I think we're going to do the Iron Lance and the Battle Whip for them. So I'll grab one of that one. Yes. And have Serena equip it. Thank you. And a Battle Whip. Yep. Yes. And it will be Veronica who equips that. Yes. Thank you. No more. Thank you. Award for collecting 100 different types of items. Let's take a look at the other shop here. Feathered cap, which is better for Serena. Turban, which is better for Kai and Eric. Bunny ears, which is actually better. Bunny ears are pretty good. Leather dress is good for someone. Dancer's costume is good for Serena. And leather cape is good for Eric. All of this costs a shite ton of money, which is fine. Let's see. Your kitchen's currently closed for this. We need a golden globe to get a golden globular. Cactaballs might give one, or rarefied cactaball. Okay. So golden globule appears with a cactaball. So we just got to look for cactaballs. That sounded so much better in my head. What is up your deal, dude? Welcome to the item shop. Ah, gold bracer, which actually we have one. Okay, that's cool. Nope, don't help me out anymore. There is a church over here. We're going to check out that church here in a little bit. What time is it? Okay, yeah, it's about time for that. And there's a quest right in front of me. How much longer am I wait? Stand torch me so. What are you looking for? Looking for venture at Celestial Sands, slay a Spitfire by unleashing your wild side. So this one's going to be hard. We got to unleash wild side with a Spitfire, apparently. Okay, and those are the two quests of this area. Yes, okay. And the racetrack is locked up tight, so we can see the racetrack from here, I believe. And I'm looking around really quickly just to see if there's anything special we need to do. Probably go talk to the king. That'd probably be a good idea. Let's go talk to the king. The Sultan? Yes? Yeah, we could talk to the Sultan. Okay, Sultan. Huh, fellow Galapagolians, there's no early sand nationals. Race days of the day. My fairest, my son of air comes of age and such and such and such. Comes of age. Okay. Whom exactly might you be? I have no time to grant an ox. Must leave immediately. Father, my training is complete. Okay, what? Training is complete. Then give me the pledge. A knight's word is his bond. His kingdom is his master. He serves the weak untiringly and challenges the strong unflinchingly. He never retreats in the face of adversity. Yes, very good. The knight's pledge is always be your guide, my son. Okay. You're a man now, Ferris. Tomorrow's race shall prove it. You must show your people that you're worthy of adulation. Fear not, beloved father. I shall disappoint neither you nor they. Oh, what's your name, stranger? What brings you to Galapagos? Kai introduces himself and explains he's come to Galapagos in search of a mysterious branch. So he speaks of the Rainbow. It's the only treasure in our kingdom, one would warrant such a description. I believe I can assist you, friend. Visit me in my chambers at the foot of the great staircase. I shall await you there. Okay. Let's go touch the chambers. Foot of the great staircase. I'm going to imagine it's this one. Yes. No. No, but there are two chests in here. We are going to rob the blind because we are that cut. Concrete earrings and 1,500 gold. And fishnet stockings. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, okay. So I found a book. Let's go. I'm looking for books now. Book to be king. Okay. There's nothing relevant inside that book there. And we just totally stole like 1,500 gold from them. We walked in and was like, money, an iron broadsword, nice. Bookshelf, ancient book here. Ye Druidenstand. I can't read it because I'm not quite ready yet. I got a feathered cap and got other stuff. Is that broadsword going to be useful? Is it the same broadsword I have? It is. Okay. I already have an iron broadsword. I was like, do I already have one of those? I don't know if I do. Yes, you came. Thank you. Okay. Your height and physique are perfect. You have the face of one who knows horses. I do. Yes. Should be aware that the branch seek is a precious royal treasure. My father's unlikely to give it freely to one or shriver. He might be persuaded to part with it if the quest came for his beloved son. But one saw a favor to ask in return. By the palace walls have one welcome ears. Noise the circus will protect our privacy. Will you join me there? Do not be late. He's going to visit us in the evening, apparently. Don't know what that means, but alrighty then. We will go visit the prince in the evening and steal everything from the palace. that's what we're about. We're just about, like, robbing the palace blind because nobody is going to go looking for that, right? Nobody? Is that the prince back here? I think that's Prince. Are you the prince? Okay, come back in later. Okay. What's your deal? A puff puff! Yeah, give me a puff puff. Give me your puff puff. I will take your magic of the puff puff. Actually, I'm gonna take the stuff from your house. Sorry. Your house is my bundle of stuff, and can I look in? Oh no. Goodness me. Can't see y'all at once. Who you think I am? Sure. I'll follow you to your private quarters. To your puff puff palace. Oh no. Puff 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 puff. Hee hee hee. Puff puff. Oh no. My sweet. Meet my father. He's the greatest practitioner of the puff puff on all the lands of the world. Oh no. And I think that's a good place to end this episode as I walk to the church to confess my puff puff sins. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you like what you saw, please hit that, follow the podcast, and just let me know what you think. You can check us out on various websites all over the web, various places, and I can't even think anymore because puff, 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 puff. But with that said, thank you again. You guys rock, and I hope you have a fantastic day. I'll catch you next time. Ciao. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/Kylie Kane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.